Yeah, in fact, the manager is on his way. There we go. We've just had a signal. He's just about to come and join us. Graham, I take it you're are you just going to stay where you are, and I'll pass the microphone over.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay there. I'm going to the next time she hear out of this headset, oh, be Alan Archibald.
Yeah, in fact, the gaffer, he can just actually stay where he is with him, the mic. Well, in fact, you can just stay in there and we can chat. The gaffer, a happy man. I don't know if it's quite a smile, but it's getting close to one. Alan, great for you to join us here in Jack Zone Live. Obviously, a very happy man tonight.
Yeah, delighted. The conditions, I don't know how they looked on the TV, but it was hard to play in. The wind was playing a massive part in the game, but I thought we managed it really well, first half and second.
First half, of course, we were shooting against it and we limited them to maybe two long distance shots wide and one on target, and I think that maybe knocked the stuffing a little bit out of them.
Yeah, I thought our wide guys tonight played a huge part in our defensive performance, and then they came into the game as well. When it went get stretched, they found wee pockets. Stevie Lawless and Chris Erskine looked lively in the first half as well. If something was going to come, it was going to come from the guys.
Over the last few weeks, second halves have been very good to us. We've played very well second half, and getting the first goal was key. What a magnificent corner. What a magnificent header.
Yeah, I think our deliveries have been panned, I think, most of the season, but the last couple of weeks have been very, very good. And Liam is always a threat. And the lad Davis, that was probably picking him up, is a huge header of the ball as well. But we thought we didn't want to take him out of there. We believed in Liam, they could go and do that. And he always has a chance, and it was a great header.
Absolutely. Second goal comes from a corner. Maybe not quite the same execution as the first one, but you've got to take advantage. The ball came back to Callum, and he's whipped over a great ball. And Chris, lovely header across the goalkeeper, giving him no chance.
Yeah, it's important you keep it alive. The first one wasn't the best, but he makes much more out with the second delivery, and we're delighted with that. Keeping things going, especially in conditions like this. And they're a good side. They're hard. The only negative was the goal, because we were desperate to get a clean sheet.
Chris Erskine scored the third goal, as sometimes only Chris Erskine can do. He was mesmeric on the ball at times tonight when he was running with it. He looked very much like the Chris Erskine of old, and he finished that move off lovely to give us a lot of breathing space, didn't he?
Yeah, I think we needed that, because obviously we've not kept leads in the past, so no, he gave us that, Chris. And he started wide, but he comes into the pockets and he's hard to play against. Very, very good. But his defensive side of the game was good as well. And a special mention, I think, for Thomas Cherney's save at a crucial time. A fantastic save as well.
Absolutely. And credit defence. I know they had a couple of moments of anxiety in the last 10 minutes or so, but Danny and Liam, just the understanding just seems to be getting better and better.
Yeah, look, they're a potent strike force. They'll cause most teams problems. We watched a lot of footage of them, and they do it really well. They get the ball wide, they get in the box. And as I said, that was only negative, probably the chance that they get from Thomas saves them with the one-on-one. And obviously, we don't stop the cross. I think Stevie Lawless was starting to tire. He was disappointing himself for that, and it's a good header. But their overall performance and their game management, I thought, was very, very good.
160-odd Thistle fans made the journey up in these conditions tonight. Just a word for them and a message for all the Thistle fans listening in Jag Zone Live tonight as we approach Christmas Day.
Yeah, we're just delighted. I think, are we off the bottom of the league?
Yes, we're up to ninth.
I hadn't seen the table. I got through that stat the other day at me, so I think it's great over the Christmas period that we're not bottom of the league. It's good, it gives all the lads confidence, and hopefully the fans enjoyed that. And I take my hat off them for travelling in these conditions. It's such a crucial period of time for them all with their family. So, no, we thank you, and we need their support, and we'll need it even more in the coming home games.
Well, we thank you for taking the time. We know it's a busy job for a manager after a game, a lot of press commitments, so for taking the time to talk to us, Alan, thanks again. On behalf of us all here, have a great Christmas yourself, and we'll talk to you again very shortly.
Thank you.